The Baseball Bat, Chapter 4, Anger Control. After school on Friday, I asked Carol if I could take a walk to the lake, and she agreed as long as I didn't go in the water. I walked through the path in the woods and down the hill to Gramps' house to see if he was out. As I walked back towards his backyard, I heard, "How's my tummy?" I looked up and saw Gramps on the deck. He said, "It's Friday afternoon and my work is done. I was looking for someone to play horseshoes with me." I smiled and agreed to play. Gramps had his own horseshoes and horseshoe pits, and he was really good. He threw a complete turn after his release of the shoe, and I was still trying to throw horseshoes, getting the shoe to flop one time in the air. If either of us was successful, the shoe would open up right as it got to the stake and have a chance of going around the stake. Of course, Gramps was much more successful than me. As we were playing, I told Gramps that I was doing better with my anger because I was walking away and wasn't fighting. But I still felt the same, with my heart beating faster and feeling like I was out of control. Anger is the process of the heart beating faster, sweating, and more rapid breathing. Whether you walk away or fight, you still feel anger. Walking away helps you avoid getting into trouble, but it doesn't help you avoid anger. That is why teachers tell you to walk away. They are more concerned about you not getting in trouble than helping you control your anger, said Gramps. Gramps told me, anger is an important part of survival in the animal kingdom. If a rabbit is spotted by a wolf, the rabbit would need to get angry to be able to perform at its best to survive. So the brain sends signals to the body telling the rabbit to breathe faster, to get sweaty, and for the heart to beat faster, so the rabbit will be able to run its fastest and possibly survive the predator. With people, we have a big part of the brain behind our forehead, which is much more developed than other animals. This part of the brain is called the frontal cortex and helps us think rationally and make logical decisions. When a person senses his or her life is in danger, the body kicks into survival mode, making the heart beat faster and causing the person to sweat more. This is when the ancient part of the brain takes over to help a person fight his or her best or run his or her fastest. All animals have this ancient part of the brain. The problem is that when this ancient part of the brain is in control, it is difficult to think rationally and make logical decisions. By this time, Gramps was already leading in horseshoes 17-4. So, anger is what I feel inside and not what I do? Gramps replied, "That's right, Tom. However, when we have this emotional reaction, it makes it very hard to control our behavior." That's 4 more points for me. Game over. Let's go on the picnic table. Okay, good game, I said. Tom, do you feel like hitting someone right now? He said. No, I replied with a frown. However, you have felt like hitting people in the past, and that is because the ancient part of your brain took over during anger and trumped your decision-making part of the brain. You don't feel like hitting anyone now because you're thinking with your frontal cortex. Gramps, that makes sense to me, but why do I get angry when my life is not in danger? Tom, that is because you actually perceive the situation as dangerous. No, I don't think it's dangerous when someone says something mean, I replied. It's good to hear you say that, because when you think to yourself that what someone said is awful, or you think they should not have said it, or you can't stand what had just been said, your brain interprets these thoughts as dangerous, said Gramps. I can't really control my thinking. It's just how I feel, I said. Tom, if I were to give you $1,000, if you didn't get angry for 10 minutes, could you do it? You bet I could. Wait a minute. It's not that simple. I would bring in one of your classmates in for this exercise, and for 10 minutes they would call you names and say negative things about you. Could you do it? I had to think about this one. I guess if I knew it was all in fun, I would get $1,000. Yeah, I could do it. No, this would not be in fun. This would be very real and very hurtful. However, if you could do it, you would get the money. Now, if it were me, people could say anything they wanted about me for 10 minutes, and I would make sure I got the money, he said. How would you do it? For every hurtful thing that was said, I would focus on my goal of receiving the money. You may not believe this yet, but it's not what is said that makes people angry. It's the person's thoughts about what is said. I bet you know some boys and girls who don't seem to get angry and when the same things happen to them that happen to you, said Gramps. I do. So they are thinking different than me? Yes, they are, Gramps explained. Gramps, I'm willing to change my thoughts. How do I do it? I ask. Tom, it's not that easy. You can't go from getting angry one day to not getting angry the next. You have formed a habit, a bad habit. Here's what I want you to do. If you are truly in danger, I want you to get angry. However, if your life is not being threatened, I want you to simply say, my life is not being threatened, so this is not awful. I can stand it because I've stood it before. Just because I'm a nice person, I cannot expect other people to think and act like me. This other person is just being him or herself. It will take a while, but if you really think this way, you will not be angry in time. I will try to think these thoughts, but what should I say to someone who says something rude? Gramps replied, there's no easy answer. Well, let's do this. Tell me what happened at school, and we will see if there's another way to handle it. I told Gramps about the note and Drew's reaction. Gramps then asked me, how do you think that Drew should have reacted seeing the note? He shouldn't have sung a song with my name in it. I understand, said Gramps. So, a fourth grade boy should just think about how funny it is and not say anything? I thought about it for a minute and said, he should show respect for me. Tom, every time you use the word should, you have expectations of how someone will act. And it will usually lead to anger, he said. Wouldn't you expect Drew to be himself? I guess so. Was the situation awful? Gramps asked. Yes, I said firmly. Tom, let's establish this. If someone was trying to kill you by beating you with a baseball bat, that would be awful. Yes, I firmly said again. Okay, which is worse? You have to choose. Someone singing a song about you or someone trying to kill you by beating you over the head with a baseball bat. I thought about it and said they would both be bad, but I guess being hit over the head with a baseball bat would be worse. Tom, getting hit over the head with a baseball bat is much worse. In fact, it's awful. You wouldn't be able to stand it. However, you would be able to stand having a song sung about you because you just proved you could stand it. Having a song sung about you is something you don't like. But it isn't awful, because you will live to see another day. It would help you if you tolerated things you don't like and got angry at things you can't stand. Does that make sense? Yes, Gramps, it does make sense. So, what I should have done while he was singing the song about me is what? Gramps responded. What you did was use denial. You denied something for which there was clear evidence. Drew had seen the note. Telling him you didn't write it was a lie. Children learn denial at a young age to avoid punishment, but it doesn't work well at your age. So, if I don't deny, do I say I did it? You don't have to admit it or deny it, Gramps replied. Assuming you were able to think that he was acting like himself, that it wasn't awful, and that you could stand it, you might have responded back in a calm manner. Humor is sometimes the best approach. How about saying, Drew, at least I have a girl that likes me. You could then laugh and walk away. Gramps, that sounds good, but I've been getting angry and lashing out at people my whole life. Gramps replied with a smile. I'm betting you're going to live a long life. So much of your life is in front of you. You've gotten pretty good at throwing and catching a baseball. How long did it take you to get good at that? I worked on it every day for hours. Yes, you did. And if you want to get good at anger control and good communication, you will have to work on it daily as well. For now, keep walking away. But come talk to me about what was said and that caused you to walk away, and we will come up with a better response together. Okay? Okay, Gramps. Thank you. I'll try it. I better be getting home.